Great to be joined by Royce Harris now on this Dream Team interview. Farmington running back and a Dream Team athlete as voted on by the area coaches. And Royce, you've had so many honors this year and done so well in really your first year of high school football. But when you consider all the classes and the big listening area and the coaches voted you on this type of team, what's that mean to you?
It means that I must be doing some good to stand out to the coaches, and I'm excited about that, and that I got selected for this and the other honors I got too. It's pretty neat.
That's great. Give me your kind of overall impression of, we'll talk about the team certainly, but give me your overall impression of kind of your season and how you felt like you did as you look back on it.
There's some games that I was like, I could have done better, but there's also some games I was like, I did pretty good and I'm happy with, but I could always get better in each game. And I just love being out there competing against other people, and it was fun. It was real fun. That's one of the main reasons why I did it, because it's fun.
That's so great. How about the team certainly was improved once again this year. How did you feel about how the team performed?
Oh, I think we did great. Right from the start, even in the summer workouts, I was like, we all thought we were going to do pretty good this year, and we did came out and did pretty good. So it was, we all worked together well, and we all performed well, so that was just... That's good.
Now, the reason that this is your first year playing high school football is because as a freshman you played soccer, and then last year you had to sit out all year with a broken arm. Yeah. So you were probably just like ready to go. You're probably like a stallion, just it couldn't hold you back to get on the field.
Yeah, I was excited to get to come out, and because I did summer workouts last year too, and I was ready to go play, and then that happened right before we played. So this year I was real excited to get out there and play, and it was great where I got to.
Over 1,400 yards rushing this year, but I can't think of another player this year at any level who ran for a touchdown, who brought a punt back for a touchdown, who brought a kickoff back for a touchdown, who caught a touchdown, and also threw a touchdown pass. I mean, that's crazy doing all that.
Yeah, it was an interesting season. It was fun too. All those different touchdowns, ways to score. It was just people setting up blocks and me just getting the ball in the end zone. So just, it was fun. It was real fun.
I asked you earlier on this season what your favorite play was, and you told me it was when you threw the touchdown pass. Is that still your favorite
one? Yeah, it's still. It was pretty fun. I usually don't throw the ball at all, so that was fun.
That's good. What other sports do you play, Royce?
I run track. So I ran track last year as a sophomore, and then I'm going to run track this year.
Okay. Conference champ in the 100.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are your goals this year in track?
My goal is, we have a school record of 10-9-6 right now by Travis Ribbon, and he's a very, very good athlete. And that's my goal, to break that and to get down in the high 10s and then hopefully improve from there.
How close are you right now?
I'm pretty close now. I've been doing some work right now in the off season, and I'm getting down to close to the 11 flat.
Okay. So you think you'll get there, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you've got track, you've got football. You do any other sports?
I wrestled before, but not right now, so I'm just taking it easy right now.
And I got soccer before, too.
Oh, yeah, soccer.
So lots of different sports. Mm-hmm. I know I asked you about this before, but I think it's always pretty cool that, you know, you get to play football with your twin brother, Rothman, right?
Yeah. It's amazing to see him out there whenever he's on offense and defense. I just love watching him the whole time, and he supports me, and I support him. We go up and high-five each other every play, so it's great.
What's your favorite sport?
My favorite sport's football.
Is it now?
Yeah.
Okay. Has it always been?
No, I grew up playing soccer. I love soccer. And then I tried football in middle school, and I just love it.
How cool was it, you know, doing as well as you did this year on the football team, but yet, you know, the soccer guys you're friends with too, and they go all the way to the state quarterfinals.
Yeah, it was great. I went to their games. They went to my games. We support each other. It was great. I love watching them. They did real good. And so it's nice.
That's cool. Now, inside of the football program, the coaches and certainly your teammates kind of knew what you were going to be capable of. But outside of the football program, people hadn't seen you play football before. Did you get some recruiting looks based upon how you did this year?
Not yet. Once this college football season ends, then we're going to start the recruiting process, and then that'll be fun. Hopefully, and hopefully I get some good looks, and then be good.
I was gonna say, is that what you're hoping? Do you hope to play college football?
Yeah, I'd like to play in college.
Does Rothman want to play?
Yeah.
Are you guys gonna be a package deal?
We'd hope so. We'd hope to go to the same school. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. That'd be pretty cool. You have actually a pretty big and a pretty accomplished family in athletics in Farmington. Tell me a little bit about. You said I was with you in the weight room, and you said, "Man, my sister's names are up there on that board that has the records."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my parents both were pretty good athletes in high school and college, and my sister here for Farmington still have records in track, and they both played volleyball and soccer, so they were some pretty good athletes. And my dad played football, ran track, my mom ran track, so they're And my mom played softball too. That's a pretty good athlete.
Yeah, pretty good. So, I mean, is it what's the focus at home? Is it an athletic focus? Is it academic focus?
It's academic.
And I know you guys do. You guys do volunteer work too. Mm-hmm.
It's an academic focus. We work on. They try to make sure where it's school first, then home, then extracurricular after that. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I know when you won our Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Athlete of the Week, you gave it to the Farmington Ministerial Alliance because you guys have done some volunteer work there.
Yeah, we do scouting for food. It's with through the Boy Scouts. Roth and I are both in the Boy Scouts, and so we go and on a Saturday we'll put out bags and we'll collect canned goods or other supplies. And then we will bring it back like a week or two later, and we'll help them count it and sort it, and then they use it to how they want to.
What do you try to improve on for next year, Royce?
Just getting more explosive, getting stronger, hopefully getting a little taller, faster.
taller? Yeah. How do you do that?
I don't know, but hopefully I find a way. So,
congrats. It's been fun to call your games this year.
Thank you.
Royce Harris, a Dream Team football player, joining us on this interview on Regional Radio.